the greatest of all.
One day a man,
November 22nd,
campaigning in Texas,
1963,
with welcome smile,
waving at the crowd.
He greeted them all.
He loved everybody.
He wasn't aware.
He didn't know.
His life was in danger.
This was his last trip.
For no one can tell just when the big boss will call. The bullets rang out.
Three shots were fired.
The president crumpled
there in his car.
No knowledge on earth,
no hospital staff
could save this great man.
Could perform such a miracle.
The doctors were through.
They all stepped back.
When Jack Whelan kissed him,
the first lady kissed him.
Then slowly she placed her ring in Kennedy's hand. The leaders came
from all over the world.
The world was in mourning.
People went.
The place he died,
that place in Dallas,
meant nothing at all.
That wasn't it.
It could have been Maine,
or where you live.
It could have been Georgia,
where I live.
So why should the Lone Star State be blamed for it all? The stock market closed.
There was great panic.
All programs were canceled.
All network commercials were stopped.
Decisions were made.
People made decisions
with no one to call.
For the first time in their life.
And Telstar was there,
circling the globe,
informing the nation,
telling our neighbors,
the world has just lost the greatest leader of all. There is no doubt,
not a doubt in the world,
he was a great leader.
He was a great leader.
In Arlington, so
there on a hillside,
he's resting today,
6 feet deep the clay,
to help carry on.
But here's what he did.
America's future,
to help carry on.
He left us his right hand man to show us the way. His great master plan,
the plan of the future,
seemed way out in orbit.
We couldn't understand it.
He wasn't afraid,
for here was a man
to reach for the sky,
or even for the moon.
When Johnson took over,
now we have a new president.
He made us a promise,
and here's what he said.
I won't let a man like John F. Kennedy die.
He was my president.
I won't let a man like